It's All Things Considered on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. KUNC's Kirk Sigler is currently on the ground. He's at the media staging area for the High Park Fire, where a Type 1 federal management team is taking over control of the blaze. Kirk, we've been hearing this term a lot in the past few hours. What exactly is a Type 1 team?
Basically, these are the professionals. They're the full-time firefighters, the smoke jumpers, the managers, who come in mostly from the U.S. Forest Service when we get a so-called national priority wildfire like this one. Another way of thinking of it, it really is just, it essentially means a lot more resources are coming into northern Colorado. The new incident commander, Bill Hannenberg, spoke to us at a media briefing today here in Bellevue.
We're going to have a lot of fire growth in this situation, in this terrain.
So the fire is basically burning unchecked with no containment at this point. What's the early strategy on the fire?
Well, it's really what it has been over the past couple of days, and that is to protect lives and property. I mean, the plan from here, anyway, is to focus on the southern flanks of the fire, because that's where most of the homes are, and just do all they can for probably the next 24 hours, at least, to try to save as many structures up there as they can.
We believe we can affect it pretty well over the next two or three days to limit that growth, and it, as a minimum, direct growth into areas where there's only really the wildland fuels and the wildland environment as opposed to resident.
Okay, let's talk resources on the fire. What's available now in terms of equipment and the number of firefighters?
Officials here at the most recent briefing I attended say really the concern about there not being enough resources due to other large fires in the region has really been overstated. So it appears that up to 600 firefighters will be on this blaze by at least tomorrow, perhaps even more, 600 to 800, they're saying. You know, fire managers, I've been talking to are saying it's inevitable that this fire is not going to be stopped anytime soon. I mean, it could get even bigger if it spreads to the north and into the west, because that's into forests that have been stricken by the mountain pine beetle outbreak. So really, for now, Erin, it's a pretty tense and nervous scene here in Bellevue anyway, and basically across Fort Collins for that matter.
Kirk, thank you so much for the excellent coverage. Stay safe out there.
Will do. Thank you, Erin.